Welcome back to the Anxious Tradeswoman podcast, where I, your host, Louise Azzopardi, share what I've learned through the years, through the tears, so you don't have to. This is episode 41, and this episode is proudly supported by MEGT. So in this episode, I want to talk about the difference between surface level knowledge and deep level knowledge, and really recognizing when you're using somebody, when you're using somebody's surface level knowledge and comparing it to your deep knowledge. Now, let me explain this scenario so it makes a little bit more sense. So surface level knowledge is pretty much where you're like, okay, the pistons in an engine go up and down. Yep, I'm happy, I'm satisfied. Deep level knowledge is, okay, why do the pistons go up and down? Okay, it's chemical energy from the fuel that creates that an explosion, which then turns into kinetic energy. The pistons go up and down, which turns the crankshaft round and round. And then the crankshaft spins the clutch, and then the clutch is attached to the gearbox and spins the wheels. So the surface level knowledge is just kind of accepting, yes, the pistons go up and down and the crankshaft spins around. Then the deeper level knowledge is going into that why and having more information about why. Now, I wanted to talk about this because this is something that I used to use to bully myself, and one of my beautiful, amazing clients, unfortunately, was bullying herself about this as well. She felt like she was asking too many questions in class in TAFE while she was learning. TAFE, for anyone who's not Australian, is our technical college over here. She felt like she was asking too many questions because everyone else seemingly understood. And she was like, I'm silly because I don't understand. It seems that a lot of her classmates were happy with surface level words, surface level understanding of the subject. But for her, she was saying, okay, surface level means that I don't understand. She was kind of writing off that surface level knowledge and wanting that deep knowledge. And she felt that she couldn't say that she understood until she got the deep knowledge, which is neither here nor there. But I think often what we do is we mistake it. When other people say, I understand, that you think, okay, if everyone else understands and I don't understand, then that makes me stupid. And then you start to bully yourself about it. But it doesn't, because obviously you don't want to bully yourself about anything. Comparing yourself to others is annoying and not helpful at all. But typically, and I don't like using blanket statements about people and about sexes and about, you know, generic kind of cohorts, stereotypes, but a lot of teenage boys tend to just nod and agree and say, yes, I understand. And they really have no idea. Where typically a lot of women are like, I need to know more. I need to fully understand every aspect of this topic to say that I understand. And we often mistake typically male surface level understanding as they get it deeply and I don't get it deeply. We don't want to bully ourselves for this. And it's funny because my client, as I was talking to her through it, I was like, okay, so in the classroom they nod and say they understand, and then when they go out to do practical, like, does it show their understanding? And she's like, no, they often make so many mistakes and it really looks like they don't understand. And I'm like, yeah, so people say they understand and they don't understand. That happens a lot. And just because you're the one who's brave enough to say, hey, I don't understand, can I have some more information, doesn't make you stupid, doesn't make you silly. It just makes you the one who's brave enough to ask. And she had actually had other students come up to her in class and be like, thank you so much for asking that question. I really did not understand what was happening. All right. So this kind of links a bit back to last week's episode, fact-checking your thoughts. And apologies to anyone who listens on Spotify. I uploaded it in a different format and I didn't realize that meant it wouldn't go onto Spotify. I've made the decision to not re-upload it because it messes with my stats and I like to just one and done things. But you can listen to it on other platforms as well. So we want to fact check what is happening here. And my client, she had a lot of facts that went against this belief of because I ask lots of questions, that means I don't understand and I'm behind my classmates. Because a lot of her classmates were just nodding and agreeing and saying yes, and then they were making a lot of mistakes and having to ask the questions later on anyway. And this can happen for a few reasons, like looking at them and even checking yourself. Sometimes there's the fact that we don't know what we don't know. And sometimes there's a bit of cockiness that might be happening there, or there might be even internally between the peers, like a bit of peer pressure. No one wants to be seen as being silly. And this is where the kind of someone coming up to you later in class being like, thanks for asking that question. I didn't know how to ask it, or I didn't feel confident asking it, or I felt a bit embarrassed asking. These are the people who are typically just going along with the herd and saying yes, nodding and agreeing, but not understanding. But not having the confidence or feeling like they would be put down or bullied before because they were speaking up and saying that they didn't understand. So I really want you to have a think and see if you find yourself comparing or saying that, okay, everyone understands and that makes me stupid. Because I'm asking lots of questions, have a sit and think about it. Do the people saying that they understand actually act like they understand afterwards? Do they follow through? Do they pass their tests? I have another one of my beautiful, amazing clients, and she was like, yeah, I'm doing okay in class, like I pass and whatever. She started off with a class of 30. There is now 10 of them. And then only 3 of them pass on the first go, generally. And she is one of those 3. So she's doing more than okay. But she's not recognizing that in herself. And this client, her workplace is paying for her to do coaching with me. So she's not working on anything in particular for herself. But we celebrate a lot because she does really well. But she rides it off so much. Just have a think about that. When you're comparing yourself, and just fact check it. Am I actually doing well? Do I pass my tests? Can I take this knowledge that I learn in class back to the workplace and put it in action? That really shows if you understand it. There's another angle that I wanted to come at this with as well, and it's working out when surface level knowledge is enough. Because sometimes, especially if you tend to have ADHD tendencies, which, you know, you might be diagnosed, or I find a lot of people who make their way into the trades tend to be those kind of undiagnosed ADHD or have ADHD tendencies. I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to generalize. But if you tend to get that hyper focus on something and you want to know everything about it, it's good to just check yourself to see if this is a topic that you really need to know everything about in this current place and time. Or is your time better spent learning about something else that you might need more of? We don't want to get lost in finding everything about some tiny little detail or something that you don't actually use practically in the workplace. I found I did this a lot when I was a trainer and assessor. I would be looking up and researching something to make for my class to make sure I have all the information. And then 3 or 4 hours later, I'd be down this rabbit hole on something that's totally sideways from this, but I found really interesting, which obviously wasn't helping me training my basic engines class that I was doing the next day. Just for example. So we want to check ourselves. When are we comparing? I don't know, comparing's not the right word. I've got to find the right word for this. When are we comparing someone's surface level knowledge and their confidence in their surface level knowledge to our want and need for deeper understanding? When are we saying this person understands deeply and I don't? And recognizing that maybe that person doesn't understand deeply. Then the second part is working out when you do need to deeply understand something versus when you only need surface level knowledge out of it. So then you can use your time and energy somewhere else. All right. So thank you everyone for listening to this episode of the Anxious Tradeswoman podcast. If you would like any further help or support with that, you can reach out to me for one-on-one coaching through my website, louiseasaparty.com, or you can send me a DM on social media. My Instagram is louiseasapartycoaching, You can friend me on Facebook or find me on LinkedIn, whatever is your weapon of choice for social media. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this episode's supporter, which is MEGT, which is an apprenticeship agency in Australia. And I'm hosting a webinar for them next week on the 17th. It's at 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Sorry, I need to sneeze. Apologies for that. The webinar is going to be on the 17th of April at 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. It's online, so you can jump on, get that. I believe it's going to be recorded, but just let me know if you're going to be able to make it or not. Register anyway. So the event is up on Eventbrite, and I will put the link to sign up in the show notes. Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry, sometimes I stumble at the end of things, but anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I believe in you. I know you can do amazing things. I know you're smart and you have so much more knowledge than you ever believe, like you could ever believe you have. I know you can achieve whatever you put your mind to, and I hope that I am a little part of you achieving what you want to. All right, have an amazing day. And I will talk to everyone later on. Thank you.